wrap our hearts into His. worship in the throne room of God. It will be an aurora of worship. Remember that word, aurora. And I saw the throne room, and I saw the elders with their crowns cast before him. And I saw the rainbow throne of God all around. And I heard the angels over and over worshiping. And then I heard the saints worshiping. And as the saints began to worship, all of a sudden it was like a beautiful aurora all around the throne. Every time the saints worshiped, the auroras would stir and move around the throne. He's given us a beautiful picture in the auroras, and it was interesting that when we started worshiping this morning, that this picture was up because he spoke this word to me over a week ago. But it wasn't time to release it. And Friday night, when we were at Kingdom Alliance, I had a vision. And in the vision, again, I saw the auroras dancing around the throne of God. And I knew that it was coming time to release that word. But it's going to begin in this house. This house. This house, Danny. This house. So I want you this morning to just heed the word of the Lord. The Lord wants you to take it into your heart. Take it into your heart. Don't run it by. Oh, that was fun. Let it live inside of you so it manifests through you, because you're part of the saints that are worshiping in the throne room, that are causing the auroras around the throne of God to. So, do you know what causes the auroras in the natural? It's magnetic. There's constantly the solar flares going out from the sun. When I think of solar flares, I think of the love of Jesus. And constantly there's bursts of them. And when these particles all go out into the atmosphere, and the Earth's magnetic field pulls those particles toward the Earth. And they become explosive when they hit our atmosphere like fireworks. And that's what causes the auroras. As the sun's particles hit the Earth, they change the temperature. Amen. When his particles hit you this morning, let the auroras burst out of you. Let that worship come up like never before. Worship in spirit and in truth. Don't let anybody hold you back from him. Don't let anybody, don't even think about those around you. Don't even look at their faces. Just focus on him. Close your eyes and picture the throne room of God. Lord, I have one announcement. I know it's quite a transition, but wait till you hear this announcement, and you're going to love taking this presence into this announcement.
Do you love Jesus?
Then you should play disc golf on Saturday night. No. We are just doing a quick announcement to make sure everyone knows after the fishing stuff and some other cancellations that we're back on schedule this Saturday the 31st. No experience needed. If you have a hand and you can throw a water bottle to your kid, and maybe you hit him in the face, maybe you didn't, no judgment. But if you can do that, you can come. We have had some requests for some of the younger guys, so we are opening it up to younger dudes. If you want, or dad, you got a son who wants to come, just have a good time. We got some snacks, just hanging out. We've got some scoring, like a scoring section where it's competitive, and then a second half that's just like got harder shots, and it's just for fun to kind of challenge you. So if you have any questions, you can ask me, David Gall or Isaiah Gall, raise your hands, guys, or Dakota, this handsome man over here, too. Just let us know if you have any questions. Thank you.
See, I wasn't kidding. We're going to release the kids up through age 12 for Children's Church. And God bless them. Any other?
Quick announcement. There will be no prophetic school this month because these two are going on vacay next week, and the prophetic council is going to fill in for them while they're gone. Okay?
Worshippers arise and fellowship.